7. Adjusters and personality. Thought adjusters are not personalities, but they are real entities. They are truly and perfectly individualized, although they are never, while indwelling mortals, actually personalized. Thought adjusters are not true personalities. They are true realities. Realities of the purest order known in the universe of universes. They are the divine presence. Though not personal, these marvelous fragments of the Father are commonly referred to as beings and sometimes, in view of the spiritual phases of their present ministry to mortals, as spirit entities. If thought adjusters are not personalities having prerogatives of will and powers of choice, how then can they select mortal subjects and volunteer to indwell these creatures of the evolutionary world? This is a question easy to ask, but probably no being in the universe of universes has ever found the exact answer. Even my order of personality, the solitary messengers, does not fully understand the endowment of will, choice, and love in entities that are not personal. We have often speculated that thought adjusters must have volition on all prepersonal levels of choice. They volunteer to indwell human beings. They lay plans for man's eternal career. They adapt, modify, and substitute in accordance with circumstances. And these activities connote genuine volition. They have affection for mortals. They function in universe crises. They are always waiting to act decisively in accordance with human choice. And all these are highly volitional reactions. In all situations not concerned with the domain of the human will, they unquestionably exhibit conduct which betokens the exercise of powers in every sense the equivalent of will, maximated decision. Why then, if thought adjusters possess volition, are they subservient to the mortal will? We believe it is because adjuster volition, though absolute in nature, is prepersonal in manifestation. Human will functions on the personality level of universe reality, and throughout the cosmos the impersonal, the non-personal, the subpersonal, and the prepersonal, is ever responsive to the will and acts of existent personality. Throughout a universe of created beings and non-personal energies we do not observe will, volition, choice, and love manifested apart from personality. Except in the adjusters and other similar entities we do not witness these attributes of personality functioning in association with impersonal realities. It would not be correct to designate an adjuster as subpersonal, neither would it be proper to allude to such an entity as superpersonal, but it would be entirely permissible to term such a being prepersonal. To our orders of being these fragments of deity are known as the divine gifts. We recognize that the adjusters are divine in origin, and that they constitute the probable proof and demonstration of a reservation by the Universal Father of the possibility of direct and unlimited communication with any and all material creatures throughout his virtually infinite realms. And all of this quite apart from his presence in the personalities of his paradise sons or through his indirect ministrations in the personalities of the Infinite Spirit. There are no created beings that would not delight to be hosts to the mystery monitors, but no orders of beings are thus indwelt excepting evolutionary will creatures of finite destiny. Presented by a solitary messenger of Arvanten.